We're in one of the greatest archaeological sites in the Horn of Africa, called Lascale, which is a set of caves distinguished by the rock art. And what you have is wonderful rock art, mostly of cows. There are a few people and dogs and wolves and other animals. We've seen an elephant and a couple of giraffes, which are indicative of the kind of life that was lived here 5 to 10,000 years ago, which is utterly different to what we can see today. Interestingly, there are no camels depicted, so we had a different culture. And this is a place where you get some sense of the, you know, just how ancient this part of the world is. And it was only really properly discovered by at least archaeologists about 20 years ago.
Now, Mr. Keating, in terms of this sort of a site and perceptions of this part of the world, Somalia, Somaliland, the first thing that comes to mind isn't really archaeological, historically rich sites. So what's it say to you about the potential of a place like this?
Well, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to come here is because it's good to be reminded that the image of this part of the world is about conflict, despair and suffering, and yet it's also one of the cradles of civilization. Many Somalis, people of Somali ethnicity, don't necessarily know this themselves. So while it's a resource for the world, it's also very important for Somalis to know that they are living in a land with great history and traditions, and that is changing and that is dynamic. I'd be interested to know whether the history of this kind of place is in the national curriculum or in the local curriculum. I suspect it probably isn't, and maybe should be. So it's a way of reconnecting with the past, with roots, and seeing a different side of the story.
Mr. Keating, a site like this normally, in even younger sites in Turkey or Greece, would lead to lots of employment, to be kind of structured in terms of access, for example, like that. So do you think this could also point to some potential long term for this part of the world if they were able to sort of sort things out and have a stream of tourists visiting?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I've been told by the director of tourism and antiquities, who's kindly come with us today, that they've already got a lot of tourists. I mean, a couple of hundred a month from all over the world. He was saying they come from China, from Europe, from different parts of Somaliland and Somalia, different parts of Africa, from Canada, the US. And that's even given the difficulties of getting to this place now, with all the negative connotations that this part of the world has for everybody except the most intrepid tourists. So that would suggest that the potential is indeed enormous. It's not just limited to kind of rock caves, because rock caves aren't necessarily everybody's cup of tea. But, you know, there's tremendous natural environment, the coast and the beaches are incredible, the potential for tourism is enormous. But of course, it's a bit of a stretch saying that when, you know, we still think of Somalia and Somaliland as facing so many challenges, whether it's related to drought, whether it's related to insecurity, whether it's related to chronic poverty. On the other hand, tourism can be a source of income. You would need to do a proper feasibility study on this, but I imagine that it's definitely worth investing in a place like this to attract people, yes.
And in terms of your discussion today with leadership here, what was your message about a place like this?
Other than telling them that I was coming, and they were very, very pleased that I was coming, we didn't really talk about the potential of tourism or the natural heritage. And that's for understandable reasons. The authorities and indeed the local population, their main concern is basically human security, not just security from attack, but security in terms of access to water, to health facilities, opportunities for young people, jobs and education. And of course, in a way, that's partly answering your question as to what the potential of a place like this is about. I mean, it is great, but for a national authority or even a local authority, they have to weigh up how they are going to invest their money. And, you know, investing in something like this without doing a proper study as to whether it's really going to benefit the local economy and bring jobs would be seen as irresponsible, because people wouldn't understand why you're investing in a bunch of, you know, rock caves when there are people who haven't got enough water or things to eat. There is a constituency that believes that the potential is enormous and that there should be investment in this kind of thing. And as I say, from a UN perspective, I hope we can one day, sooner rather than later, support such feasibility studies.